The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
And we are starting at the bottom of the daf. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the bottom. Starting from the Tashema. Just to get back into the Sugya, we were talking about a case where we had a mahlok between Rav and Shmuel. The case was talking about a fellow sold his friend a stolen field. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. The field was stolen. Levi, who was in exile, went and reclaimed the field from Shimon. Shimon, of course, can go back to Reuven and get back his principal. The principal he can get back even from the Chasim Meshrobadim. And the question is he allowed to get enhancement? Meaning, if, let's say, he enhanced the field, Sheva. So can he go back to Reuven and get the Sheva? Kote Rav, he can get the Sheva. Kote Shimon, he cannot get the Sheva because it looks like the beat. Because basically there was no sale over here. There was no sale of Karka because it was stolen. So therefore, basically what it looks like took place over here is Shimon gave Reuven $1,000 and now asking him back for $1,500. That already is a beat situation because there was no sale. And therefore, that's the reason why Shmuel says you cannot collect for the Sheva. The Gemara is going to now ask some questions on Shmuel and challenge him from a Braita. Tashema, Achilat Perot Ketzad. We said in the Braita that what? There are certain things that you're not allowed to get paid from Mishrobadim. You're not allowed to get paid from Karka. Meaning, if let's say you're owed money, certain things we said, if the guy that owes you sold karka, you cannot go to the likuchot to get paid. You can only get paid directly from the guy who owes you. One of those things was achilat perot. What is achilat perot? So Gemara is going to give you the case. Ketzad, harei shegazal sadeh mechavero. A guy stole a field from his friend. The Uven stole the field. And it's going to be taken away from him because he's a thief. When he gets paid, when he collects, he can collect the keren from even pledged properties because he has a start. But the perot, the enhancement, he can only get paid from nekasim menehorim. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If it's literally like you're saying, gazlan miman gabeh. What do you mean? When he gets paid, the gazlan doesn't get paid anything. When he collects, the gazlan collects anything. It cannot be literal like you're reading that when the gazlan collects, the gazlan collects nothing. The gazlan has to pay. So what does it mean when he collects? And Allah, you know what the case of the braita must be? Kegon che gazal sadeh mehavero. Oh, our case. He stole a field from his friend. Umachra le'acher. Reuven sold a stolen field from. Reuven sold a stolen field to Shimon. Vishbicha. And what happened? It became appreciated. Oh, and therefore, and what are we saying over here? And we're going to say over here that she says, Shegazan sedem mechavero machra le'acher vishbicha. Ve'na'asa perot gemurim. Right? And now it became in hand. Ve'nigzal. So the nigzal, the guy that got stolen from, takes it from Shimon. So what does it say? It says he takes the whole field with the perot, and then Shimon is able to go back to the Uven and get the keren even from the chasim mishrobadim, and the perot is able to get from the chasim that are freed up. But you see, it's a question against Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one that said that when Reuven goes back to Shimon goes back to Reuven, he cannot get perot, he cannot get the sheva. And here we're seeing that indeed he can. Question on Shmuel. Amalava, can I ask Inan? Kegon shegazal sadeh mechavero melea perot. The case is talking about when Reuven stole a field from his friend. And it was filled with perot. He stole it, filled with perot. Ve'akal et haperot. Oh, he himself, the gazlan, ate the perot. Ve'chafar ba'borot shihin u'me'arot. And then what he did was, he made all diggings and holes into the field. Bad nigzal ligbot. Now the guy, he didn't sell it. We're talking about there's no seller over here. There's no buyer. It's the Uven, the gazlan. Kishu goveh is going back on the nigzal. When the nigzal goes to get paid, So it says, "Banigzal ligvot keren govem nechassim mishorbadim." The keren, he can always get the keren from even pledged properties, even if Leuven sold properties in the interim. Shem od Levi, the guy that got stolen from, can even go after the nekuchot. Banigzal ligvot perot, but when he's coming to get perot, which also is coming to because he was stolen perot, govem nechassim benechorin. He can only get from benechorin. Why? What's the difference? Why can he get perot even from nechassim mishorbadim? Look at the bottom Rashi. Amarava. Hay kishu gobe la'ab belokeyach ka'amar. The b'shelom machra askinam. It's not talking about a case that you thought where Reuven sold it to Shimon and all that. No, the gobe the keren the kamar benigzal. The nigzal goes back to the gazan and takes the keren. Im tomar keren amay gobe nechassim mishubadim. Hare karka lefana, which means the land is clear. Why does he have to go to nechassim mishubadim? Let the gazan just give him back the land. So he said because he ruined it. Kigon shahafar baburot. That's why Temesh Shavei depreciated him because he made holes in it. So therefore, here, take it back. I don't want this back. That's not that was my field. So therefore, nekasim the actual keren go to nekasim mishubadim, and they give it perot. Since perot is undefined, you can never go on undefined stuff to go to the likuhot because we don't know how much people when they buy fields, they only buy a field if it's pledged out for things they know. But you're not going to pledge a field, or guy's not going to buy a field for stuff now. So now you owe me perot. How much perot? What perot? It's not a set price. Otherwise, people like me say, will never buy fields because I was going to be worried that people are going to come after them on stuff that they had no idea how to measure. I'll buy a field if I know the guy has some outstanding loans. Okay, so I know exactly basically how much he has outstanding, how much could they come after me. Then I'll make a decision to buy it or not, with Ahrayut or not. But just an undefined arms like Perot, guy's not going to buy. So therefore, basically, the Gemara had a question against Shmuel. Shmuel said that what? Always get the case. Reuven stole the field. He sold it to Shimon. Shimon enhanced the field. Then Exal came and took the field back from Shimon. Shimon goes back to the Reuven. According to Shmuel, he can only get paid Keren, but he cannot get paid for the enhancement of the field because it's domet to the beat. So the Gemara had a question. What do you mean? We have a case of Shebach, which sounds like the case is our case. He stole it, he sold it, and he can get to Shebach. And so no, he didn't steal any, he didn't sell anything. He stole it. He destroyed the field. Now, Kishihu Gobeh, when the Nigzal, when the guy Levi, when the guy got stolen from, when he's collecting, he can collect Keren from Mishrubadim. Because why don't you just take the field? Because he destroyed the field. And when it comes to Perot, Perot can only get from Bnei Chori. So it's no question against Shemuel. That's one way of answering this braita. Rabba Baruch Hanan is going to give another answer. Rabba Baruch Huna Amar Kegon. Shenetalua Masikin. Remember, we learned Masikin. Remember, Kama Masikin are these like government officials that come along and seize properties. Basically, the guy came along. The guy owed money to the government. So what the guy do? The guy said, "Oh, take this field over here." It was a stolen field. So he was responsible for the masikim taking the field. We learned about Baba Kama that when the guy's responsible for taking the field, he's chayav. And that's what the case was over here. He stole the field. The masikim, the government agents came along to repossess the field because he owed money, let's say, to the government. And he came along and said, "Oh, you're right. I owe you money. Take from that field over there." So in that case, over there, Tap Rashish. Netalua masikim. Anasim akum. Netalua menagazan umahmato. And they took it because of him. Utam bebekama hagozel sade mechaviro. Venetalua masikim im mahamato hagazan hayav lamido sade ahed. In this case over here, we're going to say it's mahamato. Therefore, the gazan's obligated to replenish. The gazan can't say, "What do you want from me?" The masikim took it. No. The masikim took it because you pointed it out.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the case over here? Reuven had a field. It was stolen. Masikim came and he gave it over to the masikim. Banigzal. Ligbot. Now, who's coming to collect the money?
Levi.
There's no one. He didn't sell it. Now, Levi, the guy was Nigzal. He wants his field back. Ba ligbot keren kovim nechassim mishubadim. Same story. When he wants to get the keren, he gets from nechassim mishubadim. Even pledged the fields. Ba nigzal ligbot perot kovim nechassim benechorim. When he wants to get the perot, the enhancement, that he can only get from nechassim benechorim. Now, basically, it's. It's two different answers just to get the case out of a case where he sold it.
Yeah.
The first answer is talking about where the guy just stole it and made the harin and ruined it. And then the second case is talking about where he stole it and Masikim took it. But basically what the two answers are trying to do over here is to keep the case between the Nigzal and the Gazlan. We want to get a Mocher, we want to get a Lokea out of the picture. Because then everybody will have a question on Shmuel. Okay, so therefore, basically, we have two answers. Another Gemara is going to ask, why did the first rabbi not like the second rabbi, and the second rabbi not like the first rabbi? So Gemara says, Rava lo amar ke rabba baravuna. Rava, that's the first answer. He learned the case talking about where the guy stole the field and he made holes in the field. He did not want to learn like Rabba Barahuna, which is the case of Masikin, where Masikin took the field. Why? Hare yotza mitachat yado bidina mashma. Which means, it says in the case in the Braita, Aga hare shegazal sadeh, v'yotze mitachat yado. Yotze mitachat yado means, Betin is taking it away from him. It's mashma, that Betin is taking it away from him, rightfully. Look at Rashi, bidina mashma, hilkach, v'otza'at nigzal ka'amar, v'govet akirin de ka'amar, kishachafar boborot. Which means, it makes sense to say the case, if you can bidayik in words at least. But it says, what was the language of the Braita? The he yotza mitachat yado. Meaning what? He stole the field. He owes. The Gazan owes this field. He yotza tachat yado. Oh, so give him back the field. No, he can't give back the field because he made holes in the field. So what does he give him? He gives him a different karka that was pledged. Good. However, if you can learn Masikin, the words he yotza mitachat yado doesn't work. He yotza mitachat yado means the Masikin took it. Yotzata Yado sounds like that it's taken out of the Gazlan's hands legally.
A Betin verdict.
I mean, Betin is taken out of the Gazlan's hands. Mashe'enken v'hi Yotzata Yado, according to the second understanding, is a guy stole a field and it was taken out of his hands by Masikin.
Yeah.
That's not legally. That's not much of it. That's not a case. But the words hi Yotzata Mitado sounds like legally the Betin is going to take it out of his hands. But here, it's the way you have to learn the case according to the second version is the Masikin took it out of it. That's why I doesn't like to learn like that. It's not mashma from the words.
Bidina as opposed to
Masikin. So give up Rabba Navuna. Also the second rabbi I learned was Masikin. Lo amar kirava. Why? Hare yotza mitachat yado be'ina mashma.
Without damage.
Without damage. So it says in the Braita, she yotza mitachat yado. It's mashma that it's leaving the nigzal's possession as is. Which means he stole a field, and it's leaving his possession as is. According to the first pshat, it's not leaving his possession as is. The guy made holes in it and stuff like that. It's more mashma that it's intact. That's why he rather learned the case that it was yotze mitayo, meaning masikim took the field as is, and therefore the nigzal is coming on to get paid. So they were... Both made a case. It's just what's more mashma in the words v'hi yotza tachat yado. Is he yotza tachat yado more mashma bedina, meaning minadin, you have to take it away from the gazlan.
Yeah.
Or is v'hi yotza tachat yado meaning as is, which means v'harehi the way it is. So then that's more mashma. That Masikim just stole the field, as in the guy didn't have to make holes in the field. So that's the machloket. Now Mashik gives the third version to make shalom between both opinions. Ketani. You know, you learn the case twofold. The guy stole the field, perot, like we said. Perot. Very good. He ate the perot. So the guy's chayav everything. The guy's chayav for the field, chayav for the perot. Umachar et ha-sadeh. Oh, then what did he do? He sold the field to Shimon. Balokeyach. Now the guy, now what happened? Then the Nigzal comes, and the Nigzal takes the field away.
Back.
Takes the field back. Now the lokeyach wants to get his money back. Balokel bought keren. Once get keren from the gazlan, goveim nechassim shobadim. Die get from nechassim shobadim. Ban nigzal. However, the nigzal bought perot because the nigzal wants to get perot. There's no perot in the field, and the nigzal is out perot. So therefore, gove he goes to the gazlan and he gets nechassim bene horim. So he learned the case over here is like a split. And therefore, you don't have the problem of Bari Yotzata Mitachat Yado because the perot are
not there.
So he ate the perot. See, the guy stole the field. Get that
shit. None of them with the buyer. The perot.
Correct. Which means we want to keep the case out of a buyer with perot. Because once you get involved with the buyer with perot, you're going to have a problem with Shmuel. Because we don't want him to go back to Sheva. Because we said Shmuel says you cannot go back to Sheva. So he makes a case like this. The Gazlan took it. He stole a field with perot. He ate the perot. Okay, so he's on the hook for everything, by the way. Like what happened? He sold it. He sold it to Shimon. Now Shimon has a field now. Okay, very good. Also, Nevi, in exile, comes up, hey, that's my field. He takes the field back. Okay, so now this claim is, first of all, Shimon says, hey, I paid for this. Shimon goes back to Reuven. He can even get back his money from Nechasim and Shubadim, because he has a shtar. Get paid. And now the exile says, hey, but I'm at Perot. He also goes to the Gazlan. And he gets the Perot from Nechasim, Benei Horim. That's the way he learns the case. Look at Rashi. And she says, "Umachar et hasadeh, v'ari yotza mitachat yado shelokeh bedina ubeina." Very good. V'ari yotza mitachat yado koter Rav Asher means it's yotze mitachat yad halokeyach bedina ubeina, meaning it's leaving the lokeyach's position legally. He has to give it back to the nigzal, and exactly as is. So the way he solved the problem, beina. Ubedina. So Hashem made a case like that where you don't have to worry about the Hare Yotza Mitachat. So basically, there's three ways to learn the Braita, but all to bypass a question against Shimuel. Comes again when I continues. Comes again when I continues. Okay. Ben Rava, Baravunake. All opinions, Milve Alpehu. Oh. Umilve Alpeh, Eno Guvim Nechasim Shubadim. What are you talking about over here? We have a rule. Halva with a star, you can even get paid from Nechasim Shubadim. I want to get paid. The Malve has a star. You owe me money. Star? I don't have money. Lewis, I don't have any money. No problem. I can go to the fields that he sold and take them. The logic is when you write a shtar, there's a kol. When you write a shtar, so the purchasers of fields, they know that the guy has money owed. Yeah. So therefore, the guy who buys the field can't say, well, I had no idea.
You're taking a chance.
No. There's a shtar. Shtar, usually there's a kol in Beit Din. Therefore, you can go even after pledged fields. However, malveh alpeh, if it's just a verbal, you can never go after karka. The guys, how am I supposed to know you have shtar? Yeah, I don't know if shtar was verbal. A verbal. How am I supposed to know? I wouldn't put the field. So therefore, you don't go after karka. Now, this case over here, the Gemara is saying it's a case where there was no, it was milveh al peh, which means, okay, Reuven stole the field. Okay, leave it Reuven. He sold it to Shimon. And all of a sudden, the Baal Chov of Reuven goes and takes the field back. He's right. So now what? He takes the field back. So now Shimon goes back to Reuven, and he's able to get back his money even from Nechasim Mishrabadim, even from fields that Reuven sold. Now, the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's Malveh Al Peh. There was no shtar, which means the sale wasn't a sale because the thing was stolen. Right? So he's saying, you owe me money. Yeah. You owe me money, but there was no transaction between the Shimon and the Reuven with a shtar. So how could he go to the Likuhot? The only way you're able to go to the Likuhot if there was a shtar. There was no shtar over here, which means Shimon has no right to go to Nechasim. Why does the Gemara say, for the principal to go to Nechasim Shubadim? There's no... By the way, more than that, Reuven, Shimon did not lend money to Reuven. He bought a field.
Yeah.
How about you? The field was stolen, so he lost the field. Now he said, okay, Shimon, you can recoup your money. Go to Reuven. Principal, go to Nechasim Shabadim. That's a malveh. At best, it's a malveh al peh. How can a malveh al peh go collect from Lekuhot? Understand the question?
Yeah.
Say it like this. According to Rava and Rava Bar Huna, we have a Gazlan. He stole the field. Okay? So we say, the Nigzal comes along now. The Nigzal, he can take the field back. There's holes in it, okay? No, I'll go to the Likuhot. What are you talking about? This is Malveh Al Peh. At best, you cannot go to Likuhot when something is done.
There's no
documentation on this over here. The guy stole the field now. So when I come back, you're right, I can recoup it only from Nechasim Meshuchranim. How can I go to Nechasim Meshubadim? You said that the Nigzal, when he gets paid back for the Keren, he can even go after pledged fields that he sold in Uven. How can I go after those fields? That's basically the question, simple question. Gemara says, Hilk Rashi, Ben Rava the Muki Begiviat Kerim Negazlan, oh, the Nigzal, the case of what the Nigzal can go collect, Hamad Ve'ad Pehu, Ve'dotar Fav Meshabed, you cannot collect. So the Gemara gives an easy answer. Gemara says, Ve'askina Kishamat Bedin. Betin already was Mehayev, meaning the Nigzal went to Betin, and Nigzal says, hey, this guy stole my field. Reuven stole my Betin, said, you know what, Reuven, you have to pay. Once Betin is posek, now what happened? Reuven sold fields. Okay. After you sell fields, after Betin was posek, no, there's a call already. Okay. So therefore, those are the fields that he went after. There was a deen, Gemar deen, and then he sold fields. Then already he can go after the fields. The Hadar Zabin, right? And then he sold the, then he sold. So that, that's the case, he should be able to get Perot also from the fields. Why do you say that Perot he can only collect from unpledged fields? The case is talking about the judgment was only on fields, on principle, and they didn't get around yet to the judgment on Perot. So therefore we make the Chiduk. So the Gemara says, Umay Paska. Who told you to make such a chiluk? Is that a normal thing to say? There was a deed on the splitting it. A guy goes to court; they judge the whole thing. What does it mean you're splitting it? There was a judgment on the keren and not on the perot. The Gemara says, "Yeah." Stamad velta kitaba inish kanataba beresha. When a guy goes to court, first he wants to recoup his principal, so they do the principal first, and then they get around to the extras to the perot that are on the field. So therefore, it's possible. Yeah, you could say that. Now the guy went to the court. The court was ruling. Field goes back to you. Now what happened? Reuven in the interim is selling out stuff. So now the guys, the Nigzal can come along and go even after the Kohot. The Kohot come along and say, hey, where's the star? Hey, listen, they have a Psak from Betin, by the way. He sold this after a Psak from Betin. Oh, so go after Perot. But we didn't get around to the Perot yet. Do people do that? Yeah. When a guy goes to Betin, usually they settle the big stuff first. They get around to Perot. So it's possible that that can happen. Comes the Gemara and says, "V'savar Shemuel lokeach megazlan let le shivcha." You told me, Shemuel, about that the lokeach cannot collect sheva from the gazlan. That's the Shemuel's din. Repeat case. Always got the case. Reuven stole the field, sold it to Shimon. Balchov came and took the field. Okay, rightfully so. Shimon goes to Reuven. Hey, give me back my money. Okay, gives him back $1,000 that he paid. Hey, you owe me $500 more. I spent money on this field. I plowed it. I fertilized it. No, Shimon says, Shema, you don't get. And he explained why. He said, Merci, kid, a beat. Because there was no transaction over here. The field transaction was nothing. All it looks like is Shimon gave it to Reuven $1,000 and he's giving him back $1,500. And it wasn't linked to any transaction because the karka was really stolen. Oh, does Shemuel really hold that Shimon cannot get claim the extra enhancement? Is that so? The Sabbath, Shemuel, look out, because I'm deadly. Ha? Oh, wait, we have a steed out. The Hamad Shemuel, that I've hinted about a shilat. We saw this on yesterday's daf. Imlich, the Katuv, Shufra, Shivha, Uperi. Okay, which means what? Garashi Imlich. Rav Hanina bar Shelat was a sofer. So the rabbi told him, listen, you're a sofer. Before you write a shtar, make sure you ask the people involved what type of shtar they want to have written up. Imlich. Imlich means consult. Consult with the people. Kishata kotev shtar hamlech b'mocher. Speak to the seller. Im yikabel alav lehagbot lelokeyach meshefer nechasav. Which means, first of all, are you going to accept upon yourself shabud? Meaning, if they come and take it away, are you accepting upon yourself that they can come to you and get the principal? And from what type of property are you willing to do it? Shefer means from the edit. Kana, vishpacha, and not only principal, but even perot. Which means, Shmuel said, he was telling the sofer, listen, by the way, when you write a shtar, you're a sofer, you better ask the seller how much does he want to guarantee the sale for the buyer.
Yeah.
So you tell him, listen, number one, you accepting upon yourself shabud? If you are, write it down. Are you accepting upon yourself shiva? Write it down. And from what quality? Shefer? From Edith? But what do you see from over here? You see from over here that that's something that's spoken out. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if let's say they
wrote it.
Spoke it out, and they wrote it out, then indeed the okay. the lokeyach, if let's say the field got taken away, can go to Reuven and claim that he wants his sheva. So the Gemara says. Shmuel told a sofer by the name of Imlich, consult or ask Vikatuv, ask if he wants to be written. Shufra, are you allowed to collect from the Eidit? Shifha, are you allowed to collect from the Sheva, Uperi, and from the Perot? Sheva is like the improvement of the Karka itself. No, Shefer is Shufra. That's Edith. That Shiva is the enhancement of the karka itself, the perot, or the actual the fruit. Now, Bimai. Oh, now, what's the case that he said this in? I Baal Hov. If this was talking about a regular case of Baal Hov, Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Creditors came and took the perot. And to that, they say, make sure you write in the shtar that Shimon can come and claim perot back to from Reuven. That can't be, because we know Baal Chov can never take perot. Baal Chov meit leperi. V'amas Shmuel Baal Chov govet the shevach. He can take the karka enhancement in the field. Shevach eat about perot. No. Ela la belokeya migazlan. Must be the case is talking about where it wasn't Baal Chov. Ela, he sold him a stolen field, so the gazlan now sold the field with perot. The nigzal is able to take the field with the perot, because it's his. Oh, now the question is, when they move in,
can Shimon go back
and claim the perot? Well, you got to ask him. If he told him to write it in the shtar, then he can. So what do you see? That he can go claim perot. I went about the beat. What about the sale? Was not a sale. What's the difference if you wrote it in the shtar? Bottom line, it is a. Is it? You, Shmuel, said that the Shimon cannot claim perot back, even if he writes it, even if it's clear. Now you tell me. Now, well, he told the sofer. You know what? In the case of Gazlan, the sofer asked the seller, asked the Uven, how much you want to guarantee this field over here? He writes. You know what? Even if they take it away from you, I am willing to compensate you with perot for the enhancements that you did to the enhancement that you did to the field. And what's the case talking about? Field got stolen, it went and sold the field, sold it to Shimon. The nigzal came, took the field back. Shimon now is going to go to the Uven, pay me back 1,000 for the field, plus 500 for the enhancements, for the Sheva. Hey, Shimon, you're the one that said, you can't do that. Now you're telling me that if they wrote it in the shtar, it's kosher, you can do it, it's tira. Huh? It doesn't matter. But Shmuel said, if it's the beat, it's the beat. So even if you write it in the shtar, it doesn't matter. No, it wasn't because of... No, we're not worried about that. I'm not worried about Shmuel. I'm worried about the beat.
It looks like the beat.
So this is also like the beat. It doesn't matter, but the sale's not a sale. No, I'm not worried about Shmuel there. I'm worried about... The field here is worthless. You didn't sell anything.
There's no transaction.
All the transaction is, you gave him 1,000... It looks like you lent him 1,000. And then he's giving you back 1,500. So what do I care if you wrote it, you didn't write it, if you stipulated in the beginning? Let the sofer ask, you know, are you willing to pay Sheva? Yeah, I'm willing to pay Sheva. You still can't pay. If it's a beat, it's a beat. How can Sheva? There's no fields. I can swear to say it. So the Gemara says, Hakalayaskinan kegon sheesko karka. Oh, the case is talking about with the... The thief has karka. Yeah, Reuven has karka. So what? Sheesh lo karka le gazlan. Ze shemagbiho le lokeyah. Karka ve lo ma'ot. That's what mazik in a beat. Which means he's going to pay him back in karka. So it doesn't look like in a beat. He gave him money, he's getting back land. So it's not like, you know, straight in a beat case. Amaleh bayir. So what? Vechi mutal le lavot se'ah. You have a rule like this. I borrow a se'ah of hitim. Okay? So I'm not allowed to pay you back a se'ah of hitim.
Why?
Why? Look at Nashi. I'm worried about the price is going to fluctuate from the time that you borrowed it to the time that you are. Payback. Let's say Se'ar Hatim was $1,000. $1,000, okay? Now you pay back Se'ar Hatim. That's worth $1,500. So Se'ar is Se'ar. You cannot do. Look at Nashi. Lilavot Se'ar Besa. Shema Yukru Hatim. Which means you got to pay it back onto what it's worth.
Yeah.
You can't say, listen, lend me your Se'ar Hatim and I'll pay you back Se'ar Hatim. I guess what you have to do is Se'ar Hatim, you have to assess it.
It's worth $1,000.
I'll pay you back $1,000.
Yeah.
But you can't make a trade and say, lend me a Se'ar, I'll pay you back a Se'ar, because it's possible it's going to go up. And by the way, it doesn't matter even if the guy has karka. Which means, even if the guy that's paying back a Se'ar has karka, it's still the beat.
Yeah.
Because karka doesn't make a difference in a debit situation. So similarly over here, you're telling me, oh, no, here's different. You know why I keep paying Sheva? So why he goes that? Because he has karka. Just because he has karka. Bottom line, he took $1,000, he's giving him back 15. More. Why does the karka
change
anything? Bottom line, he's paying him back more than he got.
Yeah.
So he paid him back a karka. So what? Repeat is repeat. Amale, hatam halva'a, hachaz bine. There's a difference. There's a difference between a loan and a sale.
Wow.
What's the difference? Does she please? Sheyach ribit tefeh memecher. Which is, mamash, when it's a loan, loans are more subject to the laws of ribit. I lent you a se'ah, do not pay me back a se'ah. Because it could be, it's going to go up.
Yeah.
There, I don't care if you ask karka, doesn't matter. You're giving me back something more. But here the case was, even though it wasn't a sale,
it looked like
a sale. Because he sold me, even though he sold me stuff that was stolen, so it really wasn't a sale, but bottom line, it looks like a sale, and the guy wrote in the shtar, I'm be willing to compensate you for Sheva. So in this case over here,
it wasn't a loan.
And the guy's talking about where he has karka, and he's paying him back in karka. So it wasn't a loan to start off with. First of all, it was a quasi-sale. And the shtar said he's willing to pay him back. And he's not paying him back in money, he's paying him back in karka. All right. So we will agree even in that case. Another way of learning the story. Amar Yosef, kegon shekanu miyado. What does that mean, Nashi? Kanu miyado? Ala sheva, davile mechoya mishat mecher, kodem sheyesh sachar hamtana ma'ot. Exactly. Kanu miyado means, at the time of the sale, the Uven obligates himself, I will pay you for the sheva. If the field gets taken away, he's obligating himself from now. What's the problem of Rebit? Rebit looks like, I gave you $1,000, I got a field. Come out, and it took the field away from me.
Mm.
Hey, you were holding this $1,000 of mine for 6 months. Now you know what? Pay me for the interest. Give me $1,500. That's what it looks like. It looks like in a regular case where you're getting interest for time. Masha'enken, if the guy says from the beginning, I'm willing to pay you from now for the sheva. So you stipulate it from now. Reuven signed the field of Shimon. He doesn't. From now already, I'm accepting by myself sheva. 15. So the 1500 he's obligating himself is not for time for a loan. It's because he's stipulating right now. In that case, when he says it from the beginning, it doesn't look like Rebit. Rebit looks like after the fact. Hey, you had $1,000 of mine for 6 months. I got nothing for it. Give me back 1500. Oh, that looks like the beat. But when the guy's kanumi yado, meaning from the beginning of the event, says, me'achshav, ani mechayev lecha, 1500, so to speak. She's according to this answer, Reuven, at the time of the sale, made a kinyan sudar with Shimon, ani mechayev lecha, et hashevach me'achshav.
And that's better than writing in a document?
I don't know if it's better or not better. It's another answer. It's another case where you don't have a problem of the beat, according to Shimon.
Exactly.
Either way you wrote it and he had karka,
or
he's a rabbi shtar. You stipulated in the beginning, they shook hands in the beginning. Ani mechayev me'atzmi me'ashav and yekinyan sudar l'shalem et ha'sheva. Comes the Gemara and says, shkrim yado. Amal abaye, Same question. Can I lend money? Can I lend a se'ah of wheat and pay back the se'ah of wheat if I accept upon myself from the beginning?
No.
Over there on a loan, even if you accept upon yourself to pay
the higher price,
no good, because it's a loan. But she get in a sale or a quasi-sale like this, and he accepted upon himself in the beginning. We're not going to be so strict on the ribbit factor. Which means, basically, there's two answers over here. How to bypass Shmuel from a question. Shmuel, hell, you don't give the guy Sheva. Looks like the beat. Oh, but we have a case where it sounds like you can. No, that case either was talking about where they wrote it in the shtar. And what? The Gazan had karka. So therefore, when he has karka, and it's a case of a sale, in that case over there, he's paying it back in karka. And by the way, say it even better. It's as if to say the karka is pledged from the beginning. Yes, karka. So it's almost as if it's linked to the karka from now. So it's really not like the beat. It's already was there from the beginning. It's not like you're buying time. Or, no, he didn't have karka. He didn't have karka. But he wrote in the shtar that I'll pay the sheva. And at that point, he made a kinyan and said, I am paying it from now. So that when it happens, it's not like he's paying him the extra for time on a loan. And he's giving it to him because he's mechayev himself from the beginning. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara continues. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Baal Hov. Gover the sheva. Okay, Baal Hov collects the sheva. The improvements.
He did not collect Pidot.
Okay, what was that case over there?
This case over here.
Baal Hov Gover min alokeyah shekana mehalove.
Which what?
Et Hasheva. Which means? Ruven sold the field to Shimon. Baal Hov comes along and says, hey, that's my field. He takes the field. Even if it got enhanced, Shmuel says, that goes to the Baal Hov. He cannot take Perot, because Perot don't go to a Baal Hov, but he can take the actual enhancement of the field. Amar Ava, Teda, Shekach. Shekach kotev lo, Mocher lelokeh. You know what? I'll prove it to you that makes sense. Because the Mocher, when he writes a shtar, when he sells a field to his friend, he writes in the shtar the following. Ana, Ikum, Ve'eshve, Ve'etke, Ve'amrik, Zebine, Idlen, Innun, Ve'amalehon, Ve'shebahehon, Ve'ikum, Kodamach, Utsve, Zebina, Denan, וקביל עליו האלוהי. אוקיי, אז עוד תרגום. לא כדאי שיקספייז איץ' וורד. כותב לו, מוכר ללוקם באחריות שטר המכר. When he writes the guarantees, he says like this. ואשווה, אשקית, meaning I'll quiet any claims that are on this field. ואתקה, אתהר מכל ערעור. I will purify it if there's any questions. אינון ועמלהון ושבחון. Which means, and I'll cover any work that you did in the field or any enhancement that you did on the field. Which means, look at the mocher is accepting upon himself all these things. Which means the nigzal could take the shevach. No problem. And then Shimon will go back to Reuven and take the Sheva from him. Yeah. Because he obligated himself in the shtar. It's on me. Balchov melokeyah. Balchov takes it from the lokeyah. Very good. It makes sense what Shimon was saying. There's no problem that the Nigzal could take it from, or the Balchov, I'm sorry, could take it from the lokeyah. Because the lokeyah can always go back to Reuven. Because it's written in the shtar. It's on me to pay for the Sheva. No problem. And a Kabil.
That's the proof.
Amar Rav Chaya Ravah. Oh, yeah. Ela me'ata. Matana. The guy gives his friend a gift. Telo kativ le'achi. He gives his friend a gift. He doesn't guarantee it. He doesn't say, and if it's taken away from you, you can come after me. He doesn't guarantee a gift. Are you telling me now, let's say a Baal Hov comes. And a Baal Hov says, hey, you owe me money. You tell me he cannot take, if the Matana got enhanced, he can't take it? Because the only reason you tell me the Baal Hof can take the enhancement is because the Lokeah can go back to the Mokhir and get the enhancement because they wrote it in the Shtar. So you're going to tell me in the case of a Matana, where they don't write that. When a guy gives a guy a gift, he guarantees a gift?
No.
So you're going to tell me now, the Baal Hof cannot now take the gift if it got enhanced? Because the Lokeah is not going to be able to get the enhancement from the guy that gave it to him? That you're going to tell me? So Gemara says... Amale.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, buddy.
Right. That a Baal Hof cannot, when he's going after a Matana,
can't go after
if the Matana got enhanced, he cannot take it. Meaning the guy enhanced it. He cannot take the field. Or the Sheva. Gemara says, V'chi yafeh koach Matana me'mechir? What? You tell me a Matana has stronger rights than a sale? Which means the guy sold the field, guy paid money for it, you're telling me that the Lokeah can take even the Sheva. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the Baal Hof can take even the Sheva. But a gift, okay. You tell me that he got to give the staff a gift, didn't even pay for it, you tell me there the Baal Hof cannot take the Sheva? You're going to make a field that a guy bought more...
gift more strong than...
You make a gift more stronger than a sale? Amale in yefeh v'yefeh. Yeah, much stronger. Yefeh v'yefeh. Which means,
yeah, it's.
And she says, "V'chi yafeh matana b'tmiya." Yeah, yafeh v'yafeh. But the bar says, "Tekevan de lo hadar gabele lo mafsid lemidi lo afsed el malchov." The bishle ba'gufa shel karka male amai ma'in agbe chobi avas shemacha male ma'yaf sintach.
Right.
Which means, legabe meche, you're not losing anything because take the field. Okay, take the field. You're gonna get the field. No problem. Take even the sheva because you know what? I'm not causing you a loss. Go back to the. He'll give it to you. Didn't he guarantee it in the start?
Yeah.
And I'll pay, I'll purify it, I'll take care of it. Matana.
Nothing.
Matana, you're taking the thing from me. Fine, you want to take it because you're about hope. You want to take the Sheva from me now?
I don't think so.
I cannot compensate. I cannot get that back from the guy that gave it to me. Therefore, yeah. Yafir. A call of the Matana is indeed
stronger
in that sense that the Baal Hof will not be able to take Sheva. Exactly. Amar of Nahman. We have a blaita to support Mor Shmuel. But Huna and the friend of Huna, they learned the blaita in a different way where there's not going to be a ra'aya. Again, we're trying to bring a ra'aya again that Shmuel holds that Baal Hov. Goveh et Hasheva. When a Baal Hov comes to the field, he's able to take the Sheva. Again, Reuven sold the field to Shimon.
Okay,
Baal Hov can come and take the field, and if he enhances it a little,
Shimon.
Take it. Because again, Shimon can always go back to
Reuven.
So we're going to bring a proof from a Baraita for that. But Rav Huna had a different way of learning the Baraita. Okay, what's the proof? Netanya, Hamocher Sade Lehavero. Vari Yotza Mitachat Yado, meaning Baal Hof comes and wants to take it away. Kishihu Gobe. When the buyer now wants to get his money back, when it's going, wants to get recompensated, Gobe etakeren menechasim ishorbadim. He gets the keren from nechasim ishorbadim. He can even go to pledge properties. The sheva gove menechasim menechorin. Oh, and he gets the sheva from menechorin. So you see what?
He gets compensated
for the sheva. That means the Baal Hof took
the sheva.
So you see clearly the braita exactly like Mor Shmuel. Perfect. The huna chavrin mochim la b'mili acharini belokeach migazlan. Oh, he learned the braita case over here is. It's not a Baal Hov situation. It's a situation of a gazlan. Reuven stole a field. Sold it to Shimon. The Nigzal now comes. Hey, give me back my field. Oh, he can take everything. It's his field. So now Shimon goes back to Reuven and he gets back to Sheva as well. Which means he learned the case not talking about a Baal Hov. Mukim la b'midi achari belokeach migazlan, and therefore since he took it from a gazlan, she got migazlan. The nixal v'day tarif shemcha. It's his.
The Amale Ar Ashemach, which means Ar I, my field got mushbach. Yeah. That's my field. Aval Bal Chov Kol Kama De Lo Tarfela La Didel Beshuta Do Kehashbach. But maybe I could say no. A Bal Chov. Listen, the field got enhanced when it wasn't by you. Therefore, maybe you cannot take in the enhancement. A Nigzal could say, Nigzal could say, hey, it's my field. My field got enhanced, and I'm taking it for myself. Mashaker Balhov could be Ravuna can say no. Balhov says, the cannon, you take back the cannon, whatever. But the money that I invested to enhance the field, mm-hmm. I enhanced it when it belonged to me. I'm not a thief. Yeah. Therefore, could be the Balhov cannot take it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have a braita, depending on how you learn it.
Support
either support Shmuel, or it's not a proof. Okay, the Gemara continues. Asking on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel's shita was that the lokeach cannot get the sheva from the guy that sold it to him. He was giving kiss with Uvin and Shmuel. Shmuel cannot go to the Uvin and get the sheva because he had a situation of rebit. It was mechzik rebit. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanya Idach. We have another bright. Hamocher sadeh l'chavero. Guy sells a field to his friend. Vishbiha, and what? His friend makes it sheva, he enhances it. Uba, Baalhov, etarfa. Okay, Baalhov comes along, he takes the field back. Kishu gobe, when he collects, ima sheva yoter ala yitzia. Oh, if the enhancement is more than it cost him to enhance it, for example, he spent $50 to enhance the field, and the field went up $100. So that's the sheva is more than the yitziah, than the cost. Notel et sheva mebala karka. So he gets the sheva. This is the balhov. The balhov gets the sheva from the bala karka. I mean, he gets paid back from the karka. Vehayitziah mebaal hov. I'm sorry. I read again. Notel et sheva mebala karka. The lokeya, he's out of field now. The Balchov takes the whole field. Mm-hmm. Finish. He gets paid. He took it already. Now the Shimon, he wants to get his field back. He goes back to the Uven. Okay. And from the Uven, he gets the notel et hashevach mibala karka. Of course, he gets the field. But the enhancement that he put in the field, he gets from him, from the Uven. Vayitziah mibalchov. And the amount of money that he spent, the cost for it, he gets from the Balchov. V'ima yitzi'ah yitera ala shevach. Let's say the reverse case. If the yitzi'ah, if the expense, he spent $100 on fertilizer and the field only went up 50. So it says, en lo ela hotza'ah shi'ur shevach b'ba'al hov. He only gets 50 from the ba'al hov. He gets the cost that he put in from the ba'al hov.
Yeah.
Now, let's just catch up with Rashi for a second. Let's get Rashi here. Nashi al hotzaa shehotzia lokeach b'shvacha notel lokeach et hashevach mibaal hakarka ma sheodef al yitzia, which means with the amount of shevach with the difference, which is more than the yitzia, de amar le parachti et chovcha, which means he goes to the guy and says, listen, I paid your debt, the guy took my field, so he goes back to the Uven, and the Uven gives him the field plus the money plus the whatever we enhanced. Is in lo us? Yeah, in lo le lokeh elamini yitziah sheotziba porei alo shiur sheba v'shear mafsid. Right, which means, but if the yitziah is more than the sheva, so then the baal chov, when he takes the field from him, he just has to pay him the money, how much he spent to the cost that he spent. Okay. Now the Gemara analyzes. V'hashemuel b'may mokim la. How does Shemuel understand this case? If the case is talking about where it's Gazlan case, which means the Uven stole the field. The Uven now sold it to Shimon, and then the Gazlan came and took everything. He's not a Balhov, he's an exile.
Yeah.
The exile took everything, rightfully so. Kasha Resha. So we have a question on the first case. Why? He clearly said, you don't get any Sheva. Which means when the Uven goes back to Shimon, he only can get back the money for the field, but he cannot get back any enhancement. And here it's saying that he go back to the guy and get the enhancement. He gets 1,500. Shmuel says that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe you're telling me the case no matter it's a Baal Chov. Which means the Uven sold the field to Shimon, and illegally. And a Baal Chov came and took the field from Shimon. Kasha Resha Besefa. Then we have a question on the Resha and the Sefa. Why? Tamar Shmuel Baal Chov Gove Et Hashebach. It says Baal Chov, when he goes to take the field, he can get paid also from the Sheva. And it's mashma that he doesn't have to pay anything. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to pay for the Hotza'ah. And here it says that what? That the Baal Chov either has to pay for the Sheva, or he has to pay for the Yitzhak. On the contrary, if it's a Baal Chov, which means he cuts my field, but I enhance it a little, no matter. We calculate the enhancement. If the enhancement is equal to what it's owed to me, I take the whole field. And here it's much when the what we just said, that either way, he has to compensate him either for the Sheva or for the Hotza'ah. So it comes again when I'm Sekhut Rashi, the bottom line. Kasha Resha Vesefa, Diktani Baal Chov Noten Et Yitzhak. For the Shmuel, Baal Chov Goveh Hashem Venotin Klum. Especially without to pay anything. If you want to learn the case of a Gazlan case, Kegon Sheyesh Lo Karka. The case is talking about where he has Karka. We'll see the case now. Iname Bishikanu Miado. Or the case is what we learned earlier, where he committed to pay the extra from the beginning. Which means, if you're going to say that the case is talking about a Gazlan, oh, so we had a question. How could he go to Shimon? How could he go to Uven and ask for Sheva? I thought Gazlan cannot ask for Sheva. Well, there's two cases we said he can. If the Gazlan had Karka, because then already it doesn't look like a rebit. Or if the Gazlan, when he sold it to Shimon, he said from the beginning, from now I'm committing to pay you for the enhancement. So therefore, it's done already from the beginning, so it doesn't look like the beat. So therefore, that could be, if you learn the case talking about Gazlan,
there's ways around
the Resha, and we don't have a problem of Reuven getting the Shimon getting the Sheva from Reuven. Either again, Reuven has Karka, no problem with the beat, because it's like a Karka, or because he committed himself Kishanu Lo Miyad. Now, Ibaitema, Baal Chov, or I could say the case talking about Baal Chov, Veda Kashya. Kan v'sheva hamagia lechetafayim. Yeah, lechetafayim. Kan v'sheva she'ena magia lechetafayim. Which I could say Baal Chov. The problem with Baal Chov was, it's mashma that a Baal Chov is allowed to take the sheva for payment and doesn't have to compensate him for anything. Here it said that he could take the sheva, but he's got to compensate him for his hotza'ah. How do you reconcile? So look at Rashi. Hamagia lechetafayim. Karov li katser. Ketafayim means the field is right at the point where you're about to reap it. Ela sha'adayin tzrichim lekarka. But the perot still need to nurture from the karka a bit. Havilu keperot gemurim. These fruit are considered like fully ripened. Ve'en ba'al chov gove oto belo yetzi'ah. Which means, it seems, if the fruit are already finished, so then he has to pay for the hotza'ah. But in the case where we said over there, where the guy could take the sheba, that's over there, there's no fruit. So there's a difference in the field. Which means if the fruit is still small, that's considered karka. That's not considered anything. So if he could take he's owed $1,000, let's say. Oh, he's owed the field, actually. So he just takes he's owed $1,000, let's say. So he takes $1,000 of field. He takes the field. And the perot are not growing on it yet. He can take the whole field. But if the perot already grew, and they're ready to be ripened, then already he's got to compensate it for his hotza'ah. That's the chiluk that they're making. Good. Perot kirubim lehikatzir. Okay? Ve'arim kiperot gemurim. Ve'en ba'al chov goveh otam. Because we have the rule we learned earlier, that Baal Chov does not get from Perot. Right? So therefore he has to pay him. V'ilu de B'nei Shmuel, then he says he can't get the whole Shevach. That's so much she'eno magia l'ketafayim, she'lo nigmura Perot adayim. It's considered karka. Therefore, he doesn't even have to pay for the hotza'od. So he says there's three levels. He says Perot she'lo nigmeru, she'em b'chlas Shevach, or Baal Chov goveh otah b'li l'shem hotza'ah, that he can just take the whole field. Perot gemurim, that already has to pay for the hotza'ah. And then you have perot gemurim shenam tzirichim lekarka. Which is these perot over here are tzirichim lekarka still a little. So in that case, you really got to pay for hotza. But perot gemurim that don't need the karka at all, and baal chov goveh otam klal. Which means, when it comes to perot, there's the rule. Baal Hov doesn't go ve perot. That's the rule. What's perot? If nothing's growing, it's still small, there's nothing. It's karka. Take the whole karka, even though there's some sheva in there, it enhances, it takes the whole karka for whatever he's owed. To the other extreme, if the perot are totally ripe, they don't even need the ground anymore, he cannot even touch perot. But if they're at this stage of it, the way the Gemara says, magia l'ketefayim, they're about to be cut, but there's still a little more time. In that case, over there, he can take the field, but he has to pay for the hotza'ah. That's the three levels of it. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ram asi mechol yom, dekam magbesh Shemuel afilu b'shevach magia l'ketefayim. What do you mean? There's stories every day in Betin that Shemuel himself, even though the fruit reached the ketefayim, Shmuel would say, take the shiva, and did not make the guy pay for hotza'ah. And you just said that when it reaches that stage, he has to pay at least for the hotza'ot. Now here you see that Shmuel did not say that. La'kasha, had the masik be kishiur ara ushbacha, had the lo masik be ele kishiur ara. Which means it depends if it covers the debt or not. Which means, had the masik be kishur ara ushpacha. Which means, if let's say the field and the shevach of the field, whatever it was enhanced, if that equals the amount of the debt, so then he takes the shevach as well. He takes the field. Had the lo masik be ele kishur ara. Oh, but let's say. The field alone will cover the debt. Diayiv leshivche umisalek le. What's that? Let's read that shiha. We learned just how. Read that shiha. Ha diktari notel yitziyam ibal chov. Oh, that when it says that he has to give him the money that he paid shelled out. Delo masik bebal chov bemocher shiur ara ushpacha. Hilkach yayiv bal chov lokeach shivche. Which means he's really giving him too much. By giving him the field with all the enhancement, he's getting, instead of $1,000, he's getting $1,200 worth of field. So in that case over here, let him pay for the enhancement. Because we don't want to get him to pay more than he's deserved. However, if the field and the enhancement is what it's worth, so he gets the whole thing without have to pay. So many times Beit Din of Shmuel, he would give him the field with the enhancement, and he wouldn't make the guy pay for anything. Yeah, because that was equal to the amount that was owed.
Yeah.
But if it's equal to more, which means what's happening is here, it's interesting, he's getting the whole field, and they assess it, it's more money, he gives him cash, $200 for his sheva. But if the field and the sheva equals the debt, he keeps the whole thing.
It means the field depreciated, and then the shiva made it what it was even, so he just...
Correct. It's equal to a trade. But if he's getting more, so he's got to pay for it. What's that? That he spent out first. That's all it's saying. And the rest... Wait, don't you say it's not fair. I'm getting now... he's going to compensate me, let's say, my what's up with $50.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm still out $150 because the field. So you go to the guy, go to the seller. Okay. So he's going to get whatever he's supposed to get. It's just that we make a calculation that he only has to pay if he's not getting fully back what he's due. If he's due $1,000 and he gets back more than that, of course he has to pay him back his amount. Then he goes to the other guy and gets the rest.
So if he doesn't get,
just look at Rashi. Ha diktani. Noted yitziyah mibal chov, telo masik bebal chov b'moche shiur ara v'shvach, because he doesn't own the shiur of the field in the sheva. Hilkach yehi bal chov lokeach shevchei umisalik le, he go. V'ad yirakil emetim b'lashon yitziyah v'lo tera notel keneged ha'chov bebal ha'kalka v'otel bebal chov l'ashmina ni gufa ta dekad yitziyah yitera l'sheva elo elo yitziyah shiur sheva. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, all this is good according to the opinion that says, "Iit lezuzel elokeach, lo matze misalek le lebaalchov shapir." There's a shita that says, even if the baal, if the lokeach has money, now the guy comes along and says, "Hey, I have a shabur on the field." The guy says, "Hey, don't touch my field. I bought it. Do me a favor. What does he owe you? I'll pay you money."
Mm-hmm.
According to that shita that says,
that you cannot push him off the money. If the guy wants the field, you got to give him the field. So everything over here makes sense. However, but according to the opinion that says, if the lokeah has money, he could tell him, listen, I don't want to give you the field. Take the money, and see you later. So therefore, so let him say like this, if I would have had money, I could have thrown you away from the whole field. Now that I don't have, Havli garbad de ara, give me a piece of the land that ashi ur shibha, that's worth at least the shiva, which means don't take the whole field away and give me the change in dollars.
Yeah.
No, take what's due to you and leave me the shiva in land.
Yeah.
Because if I would have had money, I'd be able to keep the whole land for myself. So now that I don't have money. Okay, so take whatever's due to you and leave me at least the amount of land for the Sheva.
The man that you owe me in Sheva.
Yeah, the man you owe me should keep in land. Because I guess he wants real estate, the guy.
Yeah.
The case is talking about when the guy lent the money, he made that field apoteki, which means from here you're going to get paid. So therefore, even according to the opinion that says normally you could push the guy to money, that's only when they didn't stipulate that the field is going to be guaranteed payment. But if when they made the loan, the Reuven says, lent money, the Reuven said, and if I don't pay, you can't take this field. So therefore the guy cannot make deals and say, well, I could have paid you money. Nah, even if you would have paid me money, I'm taking the field. So therefore he cannot make that deal. Because the Reuven said, you will get paid from this. So therefore the guy has the right to take the field without any question. Okay. Hikir ba she'ena shelo. Another case. The Reuven selling a field to Shimon. Mm-hmm. Shimon knows the field is stolen.
Nice.
Hikir ba she'ena shelo. Ve'lakha. He bought it anyway. Amar Rav, so Rav says, ma'ot yeshlo, shevach edlo. Well, he can get his money back. Again, Nigzal comes, takes it from Shimon. Now Shimon goes back to the Reuven. Okay, the Reuven has to give him back the money, but not the Sheva. Shmuel Amar Afidu Ma'ot Elo. Shmuel says, even the money, you're forfeited. What's the Mahlok Reuven? Rav Sabar, Adam Yodaya Shekarka Elo. So the guy knows that he's not going to get to keep the karka. So then why'd you pay money? Begamar venatan nishum pikadon. What he really did is he gave the money. He wanted Reuven to watch his money for him. He knows the field is going to be taken. He knows it's not a sale. So therefore, this was his way to get Reuven to watch his money. So therefore, when he goes back, I give me back my money. Venema le nishum pikadon. So why don't you tell him the ferush? I'm giving you this money nishum pikadon. Sava lo mekabel. He's not going to watch it for him. He doesn't want to accept the pikadon. So therefore, Rav says, he can go back. He don't have field is stolen. His intention really when he gave the money was so that Reuven will watch it for him. He'll go back, give me back my money. Usman Savar, Adam Yodaya Shekar Kaino. Yeah. Guy knows that the sale is not a sale. The Gamav Benatan the Shem Matana. So you know what? He gave the money to Reuven as a gift. Why don't you just tell him the Firush? He's embarrassed. Reuven's not going to accept the gift. So he may believe he's giving by the property. So then according to Reuven, according to Shmuel, he can't go back and ask for the money. He gave it as a matana. So what happened? The exile came, took back the field.
Yeah.
And now Shimon cannot say, give me back my money. He said, I'm still, he gave it to him as a matana.
You wanted to give him
money. Yeah, you wanted to give him the money. That was what you gave it to him. Kabbalah says, we have the exact machlok between Rav and Shmuel in another scenario. A guy gives kiddushin to his sister. He gave his sister peruta. No kiddushin to his sister. Rav Amar, ma'ot hozrin. Rav says, the sister has to give the money back. Shmuel Amar, ma'ot matana. Rav Amar, ma'ot hozrin. Adam yodaya she'en kiddushin tofsin ba'oto. He knows, no kiddushin to his sister. Ve'gamar ve'natan nishum, pekadot. Never just give it back. He figures she's not going to accept. She's not going to want to watch it. So then we did it in this way. Adam Yodaya she'en kedushin tofsin ba'achoto.
He knows Kedushin is not tofes. Begamar v'natan nishum matana. Oh, v'nei ba'adam nishum matana. Why don't you just tell his sister he wants to give her a matana? I can see ba'adam matana, she's embarrassed to take a matana. So what do you need two cases? Basically, it's the same machloket. When a person knows that the sale is not binding, does he give it for the sake of a pikadon or a matana? Rabbi Shmuel arguing twice. Tzericha, you need both cases. Di'i itmar beha. If you just said the case of the property case, in this case, Rav came along and said, it's a pikadon. The guy's not going to give a gift to a stranger. Maybe by his sister, maybe even Rav agrees. That's why I have to say the case. If he gave the case of Kiddushin, that it's a matana because it's a sister. Because it's a nochri, tzericha. Okay, so therefore you need both cases. Now the Gemara has a question. Ben the Rav the Amar Pekadon. Ben the Shmuel the Amar Matana. Either opinion. Hai le'ala b'mai kanahit. Uperot hechi achil, which means bottom line, the guy knows either it's pekadon, he's giving it, but the field is stolen. Shimon is buying the field. He knows it's stolen. Pekadon matana. How is he benefiting from the field?
Stolen.
I mean, bottom line, he's taking the field. He's going down eating perot. How do you learn a case? He says matana. He says pekadon, but that doesn't solve the issue of how he's going to benefit from the field and eat.
No.
Perot. No, but it sounds like it is. It sounds like he bought the field. He took the field. What is he doing? He's just going to let it rot? Yeah. Seems he's using the field. So the Gemara says, like this. Savar, he rationalizes. Sure. Which means, we said initially, the guy knows it's not a sale. He knows it's not a sale, but he's taking the field.
Yeah.
And we have to say no. He really thinks that he can get away with it. He's alive. Because you know he's going to rationalize? Listen, it's stolen anyway. So what's the difference if I'm eating from it? Or the Uven's eating from it. Bottom line, it's stolen. The guy's not losing any more by me taking from it or the Uven, Savat. Anna ihut la'ra'a ve'ibid ve'ichud begaveh ki hechi da'va ka'avid yihu.
As long as I can.
No, just like he was doing it, I'm doing the same thing. Lechi atem mare da'ra'a zuzai, which means when the guy comes along and takes the field, zuzai neheveh. So then, I'll give it to him. Right? Zuzai Nevet belongs...
Zuzai Nevet u'matana, which means...
Oh, now, Zuzai Nevet, regarding the money...
Yeah.
Nerav, de'amar pikadon, pikadon. Shmed amar matana, matana. So that's how we learned. We made an adjustment to the case. Really, the guy, he thinks he could use the field.
Yeah.
And he's saying to him, so you know what? Well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything worse than the first guy was doing, by the way. So therefore, yeah. So yeah. About benefit. Oh. When the guy takes the field away from me. Okay, now we have a question. Rav says, can't go back. You can't go back. He gave it to Meze, Pikadon, to watch. And Shemuel will say, no, the Ma'ot is considered a Matana. Look at Rashi. Ben Rav, Kilomar. Hechi Matzina Nomar Tama de Rav Mishum de Gamar Venatan de Shum Pikadon. Vetama Shemuel Mishum de Gamar Venatan de Shum Matana. Viabad Date Lehad Mehanach. And we had Kavana either for Matana or Pikadon. Hechi Avanahitai Aral of the. How can you go down to the field and work it? Velechoprotea. Al Korhes Savura Yashia Mechir Kayam. He must have taught this guy that it was a valid sale. Veloaya Baki Bedin. Vetama de Funter of Shuan Taba Harinao. They're giving after the fact. Which means they're saying after the fact now that the guy took the money, took the field back. Now what do we say? So the Rav says the money is considered like a pikadon. Yeah. And therefore he can go back and
get
his money. And otherwise, no. Once you gave the money under that pretense, the money is considered like a matana. That is the machloket between Rav and Shemuel. The whole subject was that after the fact, when he bought it, he knew that it could be taken away from him. He said, you know what? I'll use it. In the event that it gets taken away from me, oh, how do I look at the money now? Rav says, he was intending to get his money back. He was only giving the money as a pikadon. He'll get his money back. Shemuel says, no. He's saying giving the money as a gift. Therefore, after it gets taken away from him, he cannot recourse the money. Now we just say a few halachot, and we'll finish this daf. Amar Rava. We're reviewing all the halakot that we discussed in the first two dapim. Hilketa, halakot number one. Yeshlo ma'ot, ve'yeshlo shevach.
That's the first case, Machloket Rav and Shmuel. That's the case where a guy stole a field, Reuven, sold it to Shimon, it got repossessed from Shimon, from the Nigzal. Shimon can go back to Reuven and get not only the Keren, but he can also get back the Shiva. That's posek like Rav. Even though they did not mefaresh it at the time of the Mechira, that he's going to pay him the Shiva, it doesn't matter. So that's halakha like Rav. Hikir ba she'en ha-shelo utkaha ma'ot yesh lo shevach en lo. Okay, and this halakha also like Rav. That what? He goes, he knew he was stolen. He went, bought the field anyway. After the fact, the guy who was this field got stolen from, he took it back. He can go back to Reuven and get his money back. If he posik that ma'ot is a pikadon, but he cannot get any enhancement. Okay, that's obvious. Okay, acharayut ta'ut soferu ben b'shtare halba'a ben b'shtare mikach omen kar. Remember we learned on the Amud Rishon regarding the subject of achrayut is ta'ut sofer. We said by a case of a halva'a, nobody lends money without guaranteeing it. What am I going to throw my money for nothing? En adam zorek mamono l'hannam l'chdi. So therefore, even we said if you didn't write achrayut in the shtar, hachamim hold achrayut ta'ut sofer. But we made a chiluk between halva'a and mikkah or mimkar, which means if I sell you a field and I didn't write achrayut, then we don't say ta'ut sofer. The adrabah, if you remember, we saw Shmuel used to tell the sofrim, you better write it or ask how much they want to guarantee it. So you see why? What's the logic we said? Because we said a guy's willing to buy a field, even for a day, and if it gets taken away, at least he benefited. He had pirot. At least he had some type of anah. Which means to lend money without having a guarantee, what am I getting? But to get a field, even though it might be repossessed from me, okay, so the fahot I benefited from a day. So therefore, when you have a shtar by mikkah or mimkar, we don't say ta'ut sofer. But the Gemara says no. Achalayut ta'ut sofer is ben b'shtar alba'a, ben b'shtar mikkah or mimkar. That means, even if a field is sold, and we look at the shtar, and it doesn't say anything about karka, shi'abud, it is mishtubad. And meaning that what? That it's considered guaranteed. Because a guy is not willing to buy a karka either, unless he has a... or not willing to buy something, unless it is attached. Which means he has...
We have
Asik. It doesn't matter. You have Asik. Bim b'shtar mikkah or mimkar. But meaning what happens? That means if the Baal Hov comes and takes this field away, he has recourse. Even the guy said, "What do you mean? But you didn't write the karka. It doesn't matter. Ta'ut sofer. What do you think? I'm going to buy karka without guaranteeing it? Doesn't matter. Ta'ut sofer."